want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you this time about the discipline of place. We've been talking about the various disciplines which are involved in our becoming holy. God's purpose for us is wholeness and holiness. And those two things come from exactly the same root word. Did you know that? Holiness may be kind of a scary word for most of us, but wholeness is a word that everybody likes nowadays. But that's God's ultimate purpose, our fulfillment and holiness. He wants the experiences of your life to provide for you a gateway to joy. But joy lies on the far side of suffering. Freedom lies on the far side of obedience. So don't shy away from this word, discipline. It really is the route to joy. Well, what do I mean by the discipline of place? I'll try to explain to you. Because we live in a democracy, we have the idea that equality is an ideal. It may be a political ideal. It's not by any means an ideal concept to introduce into the home, for example. If you have the members of a family all demanding equality, you're going to be in big trouble. It is a distortion of the democratic ideal to think of everyone being equal in every way. Even in a democracy, we have a president who has a cabinet, and we have a Supreme Court, and we have lesser courts, and we have judges, and we have legislators. And all of these have different functions, different places. Unfortunately, we seem to have lost any concept of the importance of place, especially in the sense of honor. It used to be said that a servant should know his place. And Jesus corroborates that when he says that we are unprofitable servants. We don't deserve any special thanks because we've done only what is our duty to do. The truth is, we don't all belong in the same place. God has placed us according to His design, His purpose, the gifts that He's given us, and the authority that He lays upon each one of us. All of us, I suppose, are in positions of authority over somebody, almost all of us anyway, and we are also under somebody else's authority. But the Bible says, honor all men. Can you do that? How are we supposed to honor all men? All men don't seem to deserve honor, do they? But the fact is that all are made in the image of God. That image may be very distressingly distorted. That image may be under a hideous disguise. But if you stop and think about it, every single human being is created in the image of God. And so when we honor that person, we are honoring God. Not because the person necessarily has done something to deserve it, but because we are honoring God in honoring that person. And the scripture says that we are to give honor as it is due. What do we mean by due? Taxes which are due means taxes which are owed, payable, date due. Means date payable. The scripture says, pay reverence, respect to those to whom they are due. In other words, I have to pay respect to somebody just as an obligation as serious as paying taxes. Respect and reverence are due. Different kinds of respect and reverence are due to different people from different people. Leave no obligation outstanding against you. How am I going to leave no obligation outstanding against me? Well, it means my obligation to pay respect has got to be paid. If I don't pay it, then it's an obligation outstanding against me. There is no requirement that I make sure that others pay me respect, but there is a requirement that I make sure that I pay others respect, even if they don't pay it to me. What does honor mean? Well, the dictionary would say respect, high regard, recognition of worth. Do we deserve it? Not always, not by any means. But respect is reverence under God. Now, it's important to recognize that not everybody has a right to everything. Another misconception that has arisen, I think, perhaps as the result of living in a democratic country. Because we have equal political rights, we get the idea that we therefore have a right to everything. A child, for example. What are a child's rights? Does the child have a right to divorce his parents, that is, to separate himself from his parents? Well, to my horror, I heard that in Sweden he does have that right. But the way I see it, according to Scripture, the child is to be paid a particular kind of respect. A parent's respect for a child involves taking care of that child, teaching him, providing for him. Does the child have the right to run the household? No, but he does have a right to be taught, to be provided for and taken care of. An adult has a right to vote, to marry, and to be taxed. The child does not have the right to vote, to marry, or to be taxed. So that's what it means when it says pay the honor that is due. What is due to a child may be different from what is due to an adult. And the word due, of course, comes from the word duty. What is the duty of a citizen? What is the duty of a parent, a child, an employee, or an employer? Consider these things as we consider the subject of the discipline of place. A Christian's concern is not what is owed to himself, but what is owed to another. The Scripture never tells me that I must stand on my own rights, but the Scripture does tell me that I must be very careful of the rights of others. The old law was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But the gospel, according to Jesus, is if you love only those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Again, if you do good only to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend only where you expect to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to each other to be repaid in full. But, Jesus goes on, and this is the tough part, you must love your enemies and do good and lend without expecting any return. And you will have a rich reward. You will be sons of the Most High, because He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be compassionate, as your Father is compassionate. Mother Teresa recognizes the worth of the dying person on the sidewalk of Calcutta. Not because that person deserves respect because of something that he has achieved, but because that person is Christ to Mother Teresa. In as much as you have done it to one of the least of these, you have done it unto me. It's a hard concept to grasp the discipline of the place in our, hey man, and how are you guys doing, society, when you call your professors by their first names, students who live in people's houses call their host and hostess by their first names. But stop and think a minute. Who is this person? Who am I in relation to him? Is he in authority over me? Should I respect him because of his superior age, his superior wisdom, an authority that God has assigned to him? Who am I in respect to him? Am I under his authority? What about the wife under the unbelieving and abusive husband? What does the Scripture say about that? It says in 1 Peter 3, submit. Husbands, pay honor to your wives because they are the weaker. They share the grace of life with you. But there is a special honor due to the wife simply because she is weaker in certain respects. Honor is respect for superiority and reverence under God for one in an inferior position. One placed under deserves the discipline of respect. Fathers, how do you respect your children? By not provoking them to anger. Masters, you must respect your slaves. Employers, you must respect your employees. Give up using threats. Remember that you have the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites. Remember that your children do not necessarily have a right to be heard in matters they know nothing about. Respect their ignorance. They have no right to be equal with parents and teachers. To grant them that right is to wrong them, to sin against the command to respect and honor them. It's not just. The discipline of place requires a recognition of who this person is and who I am in relation to him. May God help us to be wise and to accept the discipline of the place in which he has put us.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.